I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like Alex Van Halen has released Unfinished, the final song he wrote and recorded with his late brother Eddie Van Halen. The 6-minute instrumental showcases Eddie's guitar playing and has a standout solo at around the 4-minute 35 second mark. The track is part of the audiobook soundtrack for Alex's memoir. It's called Brothers, which is narrated by him, and it should be released by now, I believe. While Unfinished is their last completed song, Alex mentioned there is more unreleased Eddie Van Halen material in the archives. He's even approached OpenAI to potentially complete some of the works and has hoped that maybe Robert Plant might sing on them. The full track is available at vanhalen.com, and the memoir is on Amazon.
Does Wolfie have nothing to say about this? I would think Wolfgang Van Halen controls his dad's interest in that.
No.
Of course.
No, I would imagine that Alex, because he co-founded the band.
Well, I really wanted to go read the article he did, but it's behind the Rolling Stones paywall, and I refuse to give the liberal rag Rolling Stone one dime of my money. So I'll never get to read that article, but eventually he'll do interviews in other media, I imagine. But you can buy that audio version of the book.
Yeah, I could buy the audio book.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll buy that.
I mean, I believe you can buy both, but the audiobook's got the song playing.
Oh, it does have the song in it?
Right.
Okay, good.
It looks like Paul Di'Anno, he was the original vocalist for Iron Maiden, has passed away at the age of 66. Conquest Music, speaking on behalf of his family, announced his death, but they did not reveal the cause. Although they did mention that Di'Anno had struggled with severe health issues in the recent years. So if you're an old school Iron Maiden fan...
He's not Bruce Dickinson.
He is not Bruce Dickinson.
No.
I'm not a fan, but that is young.
It is
66?
Uh-huh. 66. Yeah. A partial autopsy has come out for Liam Payne. It revealed that he had multiple drugs in his system, including what they're calling pink cocaine, which is a drug cocktail containing ecstasy, ketamine, caffeine, and a psychedelic called 2-CB. The report also found traces of cocaine, benzodiazepine, and crack in his system at the time of his death. So,
well, I heard his room was a total wreck. There were some pictures from that. I don't know if he accidentally fell or if he's worried something's going to come out.
Three stories.
Like, I don't know. Did he? I'm just throwing that out there. No. I have no idea. You don't think there's any connection to that?
No, I think it was crack.
Well, the crack, but would he have taken all of those drugs and then more or less jumped where he wouldn't likely
feel it? Well, you got to have a lot of problems to begin with to be taking all those drugs.
Wasn't he struggling with mental health? Wasn't he pretty open about that?
That, and he went through a bad breakup, too. So.
Wow.
The whole situation is just really sad.
Yeah. It looks like singer Jelly Roll announced that he is going to leave X due to its negative environment. He put on a post on, X, that it is the most toxic social platform, describing it as a space where people can be mean without consequences. He ended his message with, "I'm out." His account still is active.
So. He'll be here tomorrow night, by the way.
I wonder, my friend pointed me to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance the other day where they did a tribute to Ozzy, and they had Jelly Roll sing one of his songs.
Yep.
And it wasn't good. So I wonder if he took heat for that on X and didn't appreciate it.
Possibly.
That's a good guess.
I wonder. Yeah, I'm guessing. That's the most recent thing I can think of.
Sayonara Jelly Roll. Couldn't care less that you're not on X anymore.
Wow.
Why do you hate Jelly Roll?
First of all, I don't hate Jelly Roll. I don't dislike him. I'm just not a big fan. I don't seek out his music. But when people say stuff like that, like, it is the most toxic, negative, da-da-da-da-da, I have to leave. Bring out the tiny violin.
For my time.
I agree with that. Drives me nuts.
I'm going to bring you tomorrow to the show.
Please do.
Backstage.
Is he playing here tomorrow?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
Enterprise
I had no idea.
Center. Tomorrow night.
Oh.
I'll walk out,
Carl. Don't cover it on X.
You're going to introduce it.
Sure. Whatever you do.
Thanks, Sue. Sue's paying attention.
Yes.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.